This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn, and joining me again to talk about a mess with the Texans. I mean, it's always been something, but this is just, it's beyond words on some level. He's a Texans beat reporter with Sports Illustrated, Cole Thompson. What's going on, Cole?
Vince, I think you put it perfectly. There is always something going on in Houston. And this time, Houston, you have a problem. And it's one that is possibly going to a legal battle.
Yeah, so obviously it's a constantly developing story with everything regarding Deshaun Watson. So first off, can you explain to people what is going on with Watson and where we stand now?
So for anyone who is not following this head on, Tony Busby, a respected Houston attorney, is now representing seven women who have accused Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct and sexual assault. As of Friday morning, he's just planning to file five additional cases against him, as his law firm has already spoke to more women. They're also saying, according to Busby's statement at his Friday press conference, there are now 10 other women who have spoken to the firm, including the 12 that are expected to make claims against him, bringing the grand total to 22. Now, Busby, as of Saturday night, posted on his Instagram something that he's been doing a lot of recently with this whole social media claim, saying, per advice as well to a well-known criminal defense attorney, our team will be submitting affidavits and evidence from several women who have experienced who have had experiences with Deshaun Watson to the Houston Police Department and the Houston District Attorney on Monday morning. We will require that a grand jury be impaneled to consider the evidence we provide. So, according to everything that Busby is saying, who for anyone who also does not know about Busby in his past, he has worked with Governor Rick Perry. He has worked with multiple different politicians about helping them out with their cases, and he made a mayoral run for the city of Houston back in 2019 against Sylvester Turner. He is going at this. He is going ahead. He is making sure that these women's stories are told. But the question is that after Deshaun Watson came out with a statement saying that these are all false allegations, and I look forward to my team coming out and making sure that I am innocent, plus the ties with everything going on with Deshaun Watson and the Texans organization, it is a massive mess between multiple parties to where it does not look like anyone's walking away a winner, and it does not look like anything is getting resolved anytime soon, both in the trade market and in Watson's private and professional life.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's obviously, this puts everything at a standstill. I mean, I had seen articles and reports about the trade value of Deshaun Watson and other teams being interested. There was even, for me, being a Philly-based guy, I saw things like, oh, wow, Howie Roseman, general manager of the Eagles, would give up anything and everything for Watson. And this was like a day or two after the cases were starting to come out. It was just like, it just seemed so incredibly tone-deaf for these kinds of things to be floating around. And so, looking at it at this point, I mean, and just to make sure I fully understand this, we're going from a point where you have a lot of accusations and lawsuits in civil court, and now at least a number of these will be progressing to potentially a criminal actual investigation.
Absolutely. That's what it's looking like according to Busby's social media post. Now, again, Busby also said on Friday afternoon that he had already made contact to the Houston Police Department about the cases with Deshaun Watson. According to Houston Police Department's Twitter account, they said they had not received a claim for from Busby's office. This could be done all privately, but I do want to go back to what you said right at the very beginning. And this is something that is very tone deaf because of, I do think that we're not discussing this in high value. And I've seen multiple articles like this, and there's times where I try to dissect what is clickbait and what is, you know, trying to get a hot read. If you are one of these people right now trying to get a hot read, please stop it. Because of right now, there is nothing that is going to be positive in the situation. Deshaun Watson's situation has gotten very out of control, and we've already seen this story unfold for several players in the past. Now, does that mean that they never shoot up and play another down again? Absolutely not. But that does mean that there are much more pressing needs than finding out what a trade value is for a quarterback who is coming off of a career best year. Because right now, Deshaun Watson does not have to worry about getting traded. He has to worry about how many games will he be suspended next season and what team he will be suspended with if the Houston Texans are the team that still have him on their roster. This is a very big deal because of it goes from one story has created a wildfire of accusations and claims against a what most people would say in front of the camera and behind the scenes is one of the most clear-cut, polished gentlemen, scholars of the game that we have ever seen, and certainly is living up to the grace as an off-the-field leader as much as an on-the-field leader in the realm of football. And for a story like this to break, if any of it is true, this not only hurts Watson's reputation, but it also hurts his status of what he was for the past several years as a leader of this whole brand new regime of players. And that alone is deafening to his own career. So, I mean, if this really does go to court, like Busby has planned on making it, this is going to get out of hand. And this is going to be something that continues, I think, well into the offseason, potentially into the season, to where Watson is placed on the NFL commissioner's exempt list because he has to. Because there may not be a final verdict at this time.
Well, and that's part of the thing here, right? Like, talking about his career and being suspended and all this stuff, I mean, he might go to jail. He might go to jail for a long time, depending on the number of cases that come out and how many end up being criminal and all those different things. I mean, they've talked to 22 different women. Like, it's crazy. And that's the thing is, it was a couple of days ago, first you hear it's like two or three women, four women, and maybe it goes out to being about five cases, seven cases. Then you hear they're talking about a few more, and then a few more cases get filed. Like, the way this is trending, and right now being at 22 women, we don't even know if it's going to stop there. That's 20. I mean, one case like this, a lot of times, can be, in the typical news outlet and coverage and all those things, like, those are firestorms, right? And people get all over it. Is it a real thing? Is it not? And they start to prod into all these cases. This is 22 different people. And here's the other thing, too, Cole, and I want to see, you might know more about this than me, so just trying to understand it from the outside, it seems generally there's been a sort of related MO with all of this. So as of now, as everything is being presented, and again, obviously, innocent until proven guilty, and we're trying to clarify this stuff, but the idea is that he's allegedly been hiring women as masseuses. He's then asking for sexual favors while he's doing it, and these women have all rejected him or felt like they've been forced to oblige, right? Is that pretty much the run of things?
So, yes and no.
Okay.
Watson has had these women come and as masseuses, perform on him. According to several reports that I have read, I have gone through these several cases. A lot of the things that is first brought up is that Watson refuses to wear a towel when he is getting massaged. That is something that was asked by masseuses for him to do. He said he does not want to. He then would either get a little too handsy or he would get to be a little bit more forceful where he wanted to be massaged. So again, that is what has been said thus far. Now, there is one further claim that is a little bit more out of hand where, I believe it was the Thursday claim, where a woman was said to perform oral sex on Deshaun Watson and she felt obliged to. Now, the other thing that has to be known is that several of these massages were done in a private suite in the Houstonian Hotel in Houston, Texas. So it was not at his own apartment. It was not at his house. It was at a different vicinity, according to what the report says right now. There was another case where Watson privately messaged a woman in Atlanta, according to what Busby said. She is a single mother of two. She was flown out by Watson, felt uncomfortable doing the massage. Afterwards, Watson tried to contact her when he was back in Atlanta, and she refused to answer because of how uncomfortable she was. So all of these claims that we have right now follow a similar suit that Watson is wanting a massage, and it's leading to a little bit more. And the problem is that maybe some people do feel uncomfortable about how you are massaged, and unfortunately, you know, we don't know what goes on between X, Y, and Z to get to the end of the puzzle. What we know is what has been told thus far. But
yeah,
with 22 women right now, it takes one to be guilty. It takes just one. And with 22 women coming up, it feels more likely if the stories all match up, maybe not all 22 are telling the truth, but maybe only one is. And one is enough to get you in trouble with the NFL, and more importantly, it's enough to get you in trouble with the law. But as of right now, and I can't stress this enough, and I think that you can't either, Deshaun Watson is innocent until proven guilty, and this is why we have a court case. Watson and David Mulugeta, his agent, have hired Rusty Hardin, another very prominent Houston lawyer. He has worked with a multitude of athletes here, including Roger Clemens with the PED scandal. So they have two very stagnant lawyers fighting this out. And somebody is going to come out, and the truth will eventually either be told or it will be kind of lost in something that, you know, else is going on because of how this whole thing transpired with the Texans about him wanting a trade a month ago. And now, you know, we have these Twitter trolls coming out and saying, oh, well, you know, Nick Caserio and Jack East should be hired, you know, Tony Lesby to make sure that Deshaun Watson would stay, which, just to be completely, you know, fair and honest to your listeners, that's impossible because of all that does is drive his trade value down and the team finished 12 last year.
And it's criminal. It's criminal for them. You can't, like, if you're just casually going around, like, for people that believe this dumb, it is the dumbest thing you can possibly believe, that executives on a team would go, yeah, you know, let's get 22 different women to all come out and accuse our star quarterback that we have all this money invested in, we desperately want to stay because we suck without him. Yeah, let's get all of them to go and accuse him publicly and drag him through the court system to get him to stay, when you'd ruin his reputation and also you'd go to jail. You can't make accusations like that baselessly. I mean, these guys would end up in jail. They'd be broke, like sued like crazy. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense on any level. It's ridiculous.
And any single case that is proven innocent against Watson, Watson then could countersue for defamation against his name. So that's also another thing I think a lot of people need to understand, that if these women are coming out, they are also putting themselves on the line of getting countersued by Watson for slander and libel against his name.
And when you're talking about a high-profile athlete like this with all the money behind him, that's no joke. He can send the dogs. You know, that's the thing. So this isn't a joke. This isn't, you know, people just recklessly going for cash grabs, most likely. This is a serious deal, and we're going to have to see how all of this plays out. And Cole, I appreciate you breaking it all down, man, because this is just crazy, and I can't even imagine what it's like for you down there. Cole Thompson, beat reporter for the Texans with Sports Illustrated. Cole, thanks so much, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.